It is 4:31, and this is KDNK. Welcome to Valley Voices. I'm your host, Amy Haddon Marsh, and today's show is a celebration. It's a celebration of dance, modern dance, history of dance in Glenwood Springs, and one of the Valley's most beloved dance teachers, Maureen Toffer. Maureen brought modern dance to Glenwood Springs in 1981 when she and her husband John moved here from Logan, Utah. Maureen was a modern dance major at the University of Utah before teaching at Utah State in Logan. She also studied with Gertrude Scherer and May O'Donnell in New York City, who were both members of the original Martha Graham Dance Company and who founded the San Francisco Dance Theater in the 1930s. Maureen has dedicated her life to dancing and sharing the art of dance with all ages, and last month celebrated the 25th annual Dancers Dancing and performance of dance students from the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts. Maureen Toffer and Terry Glasnap join me right now in the studio. Hello, you guys.
Hey, hi, Amy.
Good afternoon, Amy.
Yeah, well, welcome. Maureen, I asked Terry to join us because of his history with the CMC in the early years of the Glenwood Springs Arts Council. And I'm wondering if both of you can kind of take us back to 1981 and how dance and performances and stuff began in Glenwood.
Okay, I would be happy to start there. When John and I moved to Glenwood Springs, the CMC Blake Center building was just being completed. And John is a landscape architect, and he worked with Terry, who was employed at CMC, to put in the atrium in that building. Mm-hmm. And then when I came to town a couple months later after John moved here, the multi-purpose room was just being finished in that building. And I looked in the window and I thought, wow, that would be a great place for dance classes.
The multi-purpose room with its wood floors and mirrors everywhere. Yeah.
Beautiful. You remember that well.
I will not forget that room.
So that room, really, the seeds for our dance program in Glenwood Springs were germinated in the multi-purpose room at the CMC Blake Center. Mm-hmm. And several of us were teaching there. You were taking dance classes
and that's where I met you.
Dance
classes. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, but
And performing.
Yes.
Yes.
Later.
But we're not there yet. That didn't start until, what, 82, 83?
Something like that. But yeah. I would like to honor Martha Cochran, Jan Schugert, Susan Harris, Karen Dunbar, who really supported us in creating performance venue within the multi-purpose room. Mm-hmm. And Terry was there the whole time. He was employed there. He was just such an integral part of what we did. He photographed and videotaped shows. He presented performances and produced things in the multi-purpose room. It was a really exciting time. It was a lot of fun.
And Martha, with Barbara Fernandez, who
Martha
was
Cochran.
Martha Cochran, mm-hmm. and Barbara Fernandez, who's working for the city, I think, economic development or something like that. The three of us met in Martha's office with the idea of an arts council. And Martha gave us a room, and we made a little flyer, which still exists.
Terry's got this whole note, this whole scrapbook of great newspaper clippings from way back when we all looked so
nice. See this through radio if you use your imagination.
That's right.
And then we put it out, and about 20 people came to that meeting. And I'm pretty sure that you were there, Maureen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And John and
yep.
Dan Sprick. And I have it in here. I'll pull it out later. But 20 of us or so. And then the more organized amongst us, because some of us were on the creative end, and we wanted to, I wanted to play music and do multimedia, dance, visuals, music, poetry. And we had a Dan Sprick Sopris as the backdrop in one of our earlier shows.
Right.
It was set up against those black curtains.
Right, oh, okay. I remember that. It's vaguely sort of coming through the fog.
And then the really organized people did the paperwork and took it to, you know, an attorney and got the Arts Council formed. And then we ran pretty much everything out of CMC. Mm-hmm. That we did in those early years. Mm-hmm. A really terrific program called Children's Serendipity, created by Maureen Fox, Maureen Willman, all kinds of arts for kids, a whole day of them to try things out. We brought in, over the years, many, many people. But the early days, CMC gave us the space. And then we had a board that Mary Steinbrecher, Debbie Pfeiffer, Nova Sprick. Mm-hmm. You will remember some others. Even Heather Exby, the current dean of CMC Spring Valley, was on that board at some point. But then we found that building. Do you remember that?
Oh, totally. Yeah. In fact, it's kind of been a joke because Nova Lavero and Barry Steinbrecher joked that the two shortest people in town identified this vacant building, and they had to stand on a box to see through the window, and it was the hydroelectric plant, the historic building, which at that time was vacant, and they forged a relationship with the city of Glenwood Springs, which owns the building, to provide use of the building for the Arts Council and to help us realize this dream of creating a community arts center. CMC was incredible, but they weren't really in the business of providing all kinds of children's classes, even though they helped us out tremendously. But identifying that building and then eventually moving programs into it was just amazing. It was a little rough. You know, it had been vacant for a lot of years. But now, over the years, countless individuals of all different ages have found voice and expression. And that's been their home.
You know, Terry reminded me earlier today when we were talking and scheming about the show, that KDNK and the Glenwood Springs Arts Council were founded around the same time period, KDNK 1983, I think.
Yeah, 83 for KDNK and 81, 82.
And, you know, I'm wondering, Terry, what do you think was going on in the Valley, Maureen, in the Valley or even in the U.S. that gave birth to such a growth spurt in arts and community here in the Lower Valley?
I think it was an echo from the 60s, except in the 60s, all of the things that happened culturally, politically, artistically, the phenomenon of music that we experienced growing up, the Beatles, the British Invasion, the San Francisco sound. And I kind of think that a lot of the idealism that we had, we would have, you know, terrific ideas and manifest them. Woodstock was a manifestation of, let's have a big concert around the idea of peace. That's a forgotten thing. It was a peace fair initially. But by the 80s, we were maturing in our, say, ability to maneuver in the world. And we could make things happen more effectively and reach out to more people. And I think that was a key thing that CMC gave us, kind of a way to reach out. And then the idea of collaboration. A lot of us in the artistic realm sometimes will be in a silo, and there's the solitary artist syndrome that is maybe necessary for some kinds of work. But when we collaborated in our shows, we brought in a more diverse audience and mixed it up. We mixed it up.
Certainly. And you certainly know, when I look back, some of the more joyful experiences I've had, definitely, and rewarding experiences professionally have been collaborations. I could probably go on and on about
that. You can go on and on, Maureen. This show is about you. You know, getting to that self-disclosure that Terry and I were kind of hinting at before, I was a member of Colorado Mountain Dance Theater and took, which was the second performing dance company in town after JB Dancers with Jane Berry. And, you know, I took dance classes from Maureen and from Nova, Andrea Lavero Sprick, and from Charlotte Cunningham, who was Charlotte Belcher at the time. Did you show Maureen that picture?
I'm pretty sure she's seen it.
And Virginia Nicholas. And these are names that, you know, unless you've been around.
The famous dancers who started it all. She's seen this, right?
I'm sure, yeah.
It's a collector's item. Maybe she'll sign it for us today.
And, you know, I just, can you talk a little bit about, Maureen, about the Colorado Mountain Dance Theater and some of the classes you taught and that sort of collaboration. I mean, that was it. That was a big collaboration.
Oh, oh yeah, that
wait,
was great.
But we've got somebody on the phone here, I think. Katie and Kay, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jane Barry.
Oh, Jane. Oh, my goodness. Are you in Iowa, Jane?
I am in Iowa.
I love it.
Autumna, Iowa. Jane Barry Scales, who I was. We were just mentioning JB Dancers.
Were and, you?
Yes, we were.
Jane, how are you?
I'm very fine. I have very fond memories of you, Mrs. Toffer.
Well, care to share a few?
Well, we go back to about 1976, wasn't it, Marie?
It was, yes. I met you, Jane, at Utah State University. You were a student there.
Yes, and you were being groomed to take over as director of that Utah State dance department, I remember.
Oh, gosh. And I what I remember was that you were going to move someplace called Glenwood Springs, Colorado, which I had never heard of.
I know.
I don't think many people had in 1976.
Right, right. And then you came over to Glenwood Springs, and when they told me that you were coming and you wanted to teach, I was just astounded that you would be coming to that small little community, and I was just thrilled because you are a class act, Maureen Toffer.
Well, thank you, Jane Barry, coming from you. I really appreciate that comment.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I remember you worked our behinds off.
Yes, she did.
Oh, I'm glad. Really? Good.
Oh, yes, you did. You choreographed that solo for me for one of our shows, and it was like after each practice, I thought I was going to die of an asthma attack.
Nice. I'm glad to hear that,
Jane. You knew how to choreograph.
Well, I was telling Maureen earlier that she taught me how to dance with my elbows, to lead with my elbows, and Jane, you taught me how to dance with scarves.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, how can you forget?
But, Amy, you taught me all about jazz music.
Oh, okay. So
still playing that good jazz music,
too. Yeah. You know, I'm wondering, Maureen, you came from a Martha Graham background. And if I remember correctly, Jane, didn't you come from a Merce Cunningham background?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, can you guys talk about the differences?
Oh, yeah. Well, the, you know, Martha Graham had an incredible career. First of all, the longevity of her career was part of her what made her such a master. And her, she really brought a grounded sort of theory to dance. And a lot of her technique is originates on the floor. There's a whole series of floor work. And Merce Cunningham was one of her dancers, and he said he wanted to get off the floor. He wanted to stand up.
Get off the couch, too.
And so his techniques were much more, upright. But, those are two complete pioneers in modern dance. Martha Graham and then Merce Cunningham. And Merce Cunningham, he lived and continued to dance till I believe he just passed away a few years ago at the age of 90. And several of the artists in residence that have come to Dance Initiative through Peter Gilbert have been kind of proteges of Merce Cunningham.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like that person that was just here, Melissa Toogood. She was a Cunningham dancer.
Okay. What was that like for you, Jane, studying with Merce Cunningham?
Oh, I didn't study with Merce Cunningham. I just studied his technique.
But still.
I'm just a good old Iowa girl. Maureen was my teacher. Maureen and Denise.
And Denise. Hewitt. And, you know, I still keep in touch with Denise. Denise lives in Atlanta now, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, and her energy was so spectacular.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, still is.
Well, Jane, you founded JB Dancers here in Glenwood, which was the first dance company in town. And, what was that like for you? I remember, I know I was involved in a lot of it, but what
you
gave
were.
You the idea to start that up?
Probably my days at Utah State. precipitated that, just the love of the dance. And I was amazed at how little there was there in the area. Of course, you know, Charlotte was up in Carbondale, so that was a great connection. Mm-hmm. And it grew very quickly, and we had a lot of wonderful talent. And then Maureen hit the scene and started teaching those little children, and that was one of the most joyful things I remember, watching you with those children, Maureen.
Well, Jane, thank you. This is great. What a walk down memory lane.
You are the last
person I would have expected to talk to. I know Amy set this up. This is so cool.
Jane, I want to ask you a question. Jane, do you remember your first performances in Glenwood Springs? Were they at CMC?
No.
Where did
you
start out?
No, they were at one of the elementary schools.
That's right, at Glenwood Elementary.
And was
that's
this in
right.
the late in the 70s or early 80s?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank
Blues
you.
The Blues Brothers. Well,
yeah.
You know, one of the women, Sharon, I can't remember her last name, but she went on to Jacob's Pillow.
Uh-huh.
You know, so there have been some real successes here, you know, people coming from Glenwood Springs and from the dance community moving on to bigger and better places. But Jane Barry, I want to thank you very much for calling in and adding some light and laughter to our radio
okay,
show.
Thank you, Jane.
Thanks
great
a lot.
Very
talking
sweet. With you. Take care.
And I have to jump in on something. All these years, I wonder if anyone could have a rough count of how many kids Maureen has taught. And then some of the kids that Maureen have taught are now teachers. And how many kids they've taught. If we could add this all up, I'm going to say thousands.
Oh, sure.
And then the impact that those thousands have had on their fellow students, because what they learn in dance and in many art forms or practices that we can take up on life, it's so much more than the dance. It's teamwork. It's friendship. It's commitment. It's dedication.
It's commitment.
It's something bigger than ourselves. And through all of this, Maureen has brought that, and it echoes on. It will just echo on. I just want to make a salute to you, Maureen, and to you, Amy,
and to you, Terry,
because I have to go to work at CMC. Hey, CMC Carbondale, what you doing? See you soon. Bye, Maureen.
Thanks very much, Terry.
Great to have you around. Great to be with you. Fantastic. See ya.
You know, Maureen, we just have about 6 minutes left or so.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, why has it been important for you to teach modern dance? Or to teach dance in general? I just associate you with modern dance, so you may be teaching something else, too.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You know, there's something about the connection of body, mind, and spirit, the sort of freedom in modern dance, but yet it is based on a technique, and through the discipline of the technique, you kind of gain more freedom of expression, and it's just, there's a journey there that never is tiring. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to do with self-discovery. Mm-hmm. It certainly has to do a lot with watching and seeing that kind of self-discovery that happens within the student.
What do you mean by self-discovery? What kind of self-discovery?
A way of expressing yourself through movement.
Okay.
You know, modern dance sort of centers itself in the center of the body, and the idea is that movement comes from the center. And really, movement is our first language. Mm-hmm. I guess that's one reason I love working with kids so much, is that they just bring this sort of fresh way of walking into the studio and walking over and getting going, you know, and then seeing a child blossom is just incredibly rewarding.
That's interesting that you say that movement is the first language, because it's true.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. If you're lucky enough to be around young children and babies and, you know, seeing that evolution of movement is just, you can almost see a personality evolve before they even can talk. And quoting Martha Graham, she says, movement never lies. And it's just so interesting and fun to be around the movement of children and absolutely love their freshness and watching them evolve and develop and blossom.
Well, you have never stopped dancing. You haven't. You have not stopped dancing.
No, I guess that's sort of true. It's just a constant interest to me, you know, and I love to go to dance. I love to watch dance. I love to be around dancers and our students that have evolved into beautiful human beings just provide that much more of an enrichment for the whole thing.
You know, you wanted to talk about I wanted to talk about dancers dancing a little bit, but we don't have a lot of time left. There are some classes that are happening through the Arts Center in Glenwood this summer. Can you talk about that?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to talk about that. I think probably a lot of people know that the Center for the Arts in Glenwood Springs has had some really major challenges. We definitely had an amazing, wonderful time celebrating the 25th annual Dancers Dancing, which was presented May 12th and 13th. We just had packed houses and great audiences and a lot of community support. The seven of us dance teachers who are at the Center for the Arts, and those people, in addition to myself, are Laura Barr, Bella Barnum Collier, Emily Pfeiffer, Nicole Zinn, Bailey Barnum, and Danielle Yost. The seven of us are offering some dance camps this summer, and they are called the Dance Camps at the Center for the Arts. And they are two-week camps. They occur on from June 19th to June 30th, and then again from July 31st to August 11th. And there's going to be a camp for students 3 to 6 year old, another camp for students 7 to 11 years old, and another camp for students 12 to 18 years old.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And we're offering all seven of us are involved in presenting these camps. Mm-hmm. We'll be offering classes in modern dance, composition, mm-hmm. improvisation, ballet, tap, creative dance for the little guys, strengthening and stretching. There'll be some hip-hop, jazz, some tap, a big offering. And we're very, very enthusiastic about presenting these camps and keeping our loyal students involved, providing opportunities for them to keep on dancing and for us to keep working together.
Well, where will the camps be held?
They will actually be held at the Center for the Arts.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to Peter Gilbert of Dance Initiative, who's come over and helped us kind of restructure things so that it's something that we can feasibly do at the center.
Great. So it'll be at the center.
Yeah,
summer.
Good. That's the best dance floor. You know, we've got that sprung dance floor, which that floor itself has quite a bit of history to it, but it's the best floor to work on. And it's a great building to be in. And so we're really happy that we're going to be there.
Dancers, you know, we're the only people I know of. I mean, I used to be, I'm not a dancer anymore, who would just get excited about the history of a floor.
Yeah, well, the floor, that's like the big, the most important thing. You've got to be on a good floor. Yeah. And that floor is a great floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's springy and you don't get shin splints and all of that. Maureen, do you have any, just in the last minute or two, do you have any particular lasting memories or experiences that you can share with the audience?
I have so many warm memories, and where to begin? When we moved here in 1981, and really enjoyed that whole sort of decade of classes being held at CMC. I have to make mention of, in about 1982, Karen and David Samuelson came on the scene, and then in 1983, Nova Libero, and then Karen and I started offering our classes at the Glenwood Springs Center for the Arts when it first opened in 1992. We called it the Dance School at the Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. And soon after that, Claire Evans and Nova joined us over there. And it was sort of our dream of having a community dance performance. And we came up with the idea of Dancers Dancing and started presenting it in the spring of 1993. And it's been held every single year since then at Glenwood Springs High School, with the exception of 1 year, collaborations, I could go on and on. One of my favorites was with sculptor Mark White. We created a piece called Copper Chrysalis, in which he created three life-size copper sculptures.
Wow.
That was in 1994. Loved that piece. He went on to move to Santa Fe and become a really successful sculptor and artist.
We're just about out of time.
It's been so much fun talking with you, Amy.
I want to thank you, Maureen Toffer, Terry Glasnap, and the inimitable Jane Barry Scales for spending some time with us and for bringing such joy to a lot of us in the Valley, from my generation to the little babies that are dancing.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been great, Amy.
Thanks a lot.
Origin of the Roma